You're listening to Feathers, a podcast of stories about God speaking and his people having just enough faith to believe him and obey. I hope these stories inspire you and encourage you to take flight in your own faith. I'm your host, Amy Bennett, and this is a bonus episode of Season 5. Well, hey, friends, and welcome to this special bonus episode of Feathers. We are in between seasons 5 and 6 right now, and big things are happening when we launch season 6 with changes that affect you as listeners. So I wanted to take an episode to fill you in. If you've been listening to the podcast, I have been talking about a new ministry site and Bible study, Rich Discovering God's Abundance in and Through Your Life, that I've been working on for months, and we are now just a few short weeks away from launching. So I decided to do sort of a State of the Union video that explains everything that's going on and how we got here, and I'm going to post that video to my blog and Facebook, and decided to work smart and not hard and export the audio out of that video to create this bonus episode. So what you're going to hear in a few minutes is a video that I've recorded with all of the updates. But I wanted to say, especially to you guys as Feathers listeners, that I've said it so many times, but I love this podcast. I love the women we get to hear from, and I cannot tell you how much every single woman and story has encouraged me as I've been walking this path that you're getting ready to hear about, just especially these last 2 years. So to the guest of Feathers and to the listeners of Feathers, thank you once again for listening. So let's go ahead and we're going to jump into my update from the video. Well, hey guys, I'm so glad to be with you today. I have not done any updates, video or otherwise, in a really long time, like almost a year. And it's finally time to start talking about what God has been doing in my life the past year, maybe even a little bit more than a year, and really what he's been working on the past 10, 12 years. And so it's really a big deal what he's been doing and what's coming up next. Now, I know a lot of you cannot stick around for quite some time and listen. I'm actually going to use this video as my podcast episode on my podcast, Feathers, Faith in Flight. So it's going to go a little long, but I wanted to give you guys that are listening and can't listen for very long the short version, or what sometimes I call the boy version, because you don't want all the details. You just want to know what's happening, get the facts, and move on. So that's what we're going to start with. And then for those of you who can stick around, you guys can sit around and listen to all the good details. And they are good details, so I hope you do stick around. But the short version of what's happening is that I am starting an online Christian women's ministry called Abiding Ministries. And this ministry, the point of it is to help women stay connected to the true vine, Jesus Christ. It is focused on the verses from John 15, where Jesus said, I am the true vine and you are the branches. And if you abide in me and I in you, then you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. And so this ministry is going to create tools and encouragement for you as a woman to stay connected to Christ, because that is where everything flows from. If we have that connection to the true vine. Now, that is all happening on a new website called, it's abidingministries.net. And you can go over there now. There's a little splash page up and you can put in your name and email, and you actually get a free gift. I'm going to be talking about that more in just a second. So you can stay connected to the ministry. So currently what I have now is my personal blog, amyjbennett.com. But I'm opening a whole new website where more ministry type stuff is going to happen. One of the things that's going to happen is my current podcast, Feathers, Faith, and Flight, is now going to be hosted over there on the ministry site. It's going to be an outreach of Abiding Ministries now, instead of it just being from my personal site. So that's really exciting. And the other thing that's happening is I have written and filmed a new video-based Bible study on John 15, and it really is going to be like the flagship product kind of why and where and how this kind of ministry all came together. And it's really based on John 15. And so just a little bit more detail on that Bible study. It's video based. It's 7 weeks. And then I've created a companion
devotional that walks you through 5 days a week, short devotion in a little bit different format that you might have seen in some other devotions. And that is actually in print, and I actually have a copy of that here. So you get the videos online on abidingministries.net. You'll get access to that, and then you actually get this devotional. It's, let me see if I can flip to some pretty pages because it's beautiful. Full color, and you can see how that's kind of laid out. It's very exciting. So you have the videos and you get this shipped to you. And if there's a VIP package and it's got some extra bonuses in it as well. And so that is all launching. The website, abidingministries.net, and the Bible study, it's called Rich, Discovering God's Abundance in and Through Your Life, based on John 15. This is all launching on March 7th. Okay, everything is launching March 7th. Like I said, you can go ahead to the website and plug your email in there. You actually get the first week of this devotional for free. So you can kind of see what that's like. And the first week is my favorite. So you get that first week for free, a digital copy of that for signing up. And then if you sign up, that's how you keep connected with the ministry and all the different things that we're going to be putting out based on that. I have no idea what they are because God has not told me. You know, so far it's the podcast and this Bible study, and there's a blog there, and of course the social media links and accounts. And so we'll see what that journey looks like. So I would love for you to stay connected to the ministry, abidingministries.net. Okay, so that is the short version, 5 minutes, short 5 minute version of what is happening. Okay, so those of you that need to bail, go ahead and bail. I would love for you to stay on and hear all the nitty gritty details of what God has been doing and how He has led me to this point. So I'll quit talking with my hands and put the devotional down. Okay. So I want to go back and really do three things with you from here. Is one, give you a little short testimony of what really God has done in my life and where we have, how and why we have led to this point. Two, I want to talk specifically the way God really pushed me to open this separate ministry other than just doing it through my own blog. And three, and you can see Tucker there. Hi, Tucker. So three, then I want to talk a little bit more about the Bible study and how that's going to work. All right. So part one, I want to tell you a little bit about my testimony. Some of you guys have heard some of this if you have been around for quite some time. I can't believe it. I've really been blogging for 15 years as of this month. So if you, and there are some of you that have been around probably since like 2004, 2005. So anyway, so I was raised in a Christian home, wonderful Christian family, was at church 3 times a week. I was a believer from a very young age. I really can't think of a time that I didn't really believe in Jesus at all. I think around age 7 really understood the need for the gospel and that was a reality in my life, and understood what Christ had done for me. I had a wonderful teenage years. I was in a fantastic youth group. Again, very involved, was at all the youth functions, extra Bible studies. I went to all the youth camps. In the 90s, you guys that are about my age, I was the one that was in love with DC Talk, and my first CD was for him. And I never really had like a rebellious, like super rebellious stage against God in my teen years. I'm thankful for His grace in that. And I had a very good relationship with God during those years. I can just remember as a teen, just laying on top of my Bible in my bed, just weeping because He had been showing me things in His Word so personally and specifically, and I was just so thankful for that. So kind of on a high, right, in my teen years. And then my husband and I, we actually met when I was 15, and I went to college, a 4-year university, locally, and then we got engaged after my freshman year and got married after my sophomore year in college. And just my college years were such a bubble. You know, I was working so hard in my classes. Of course, I was a newlywed, so a lot of my attention, of course, was on my husband. I was working to pay for our new house that we had built. I was working 20 hours a week, and then we were still active in our church. And y'all, I was doing so involved. I was doing everything. I mean, we were at church 3 times a week, sang in the choir, Sunday school, teaching Awanas, any extra activities that the church ever did, we were there. And yet, this was the time when all the stuff was going around me outside of my life, but internally, I really started to die inside, to be honest. My soul just began to dry up. I was not in the Word like I was when I was a teenager. I wasn't doing the personal study outside of maybe studying for Sunday school that I was teaching. And yes, I was getting fed, you know, while I was at church, but that personal time, you know, and I prayed when, you know, something went wrong or I needed direction on something, I was praying about that or somebody was sick. But truly, really spending time with the Lord and His Word was not there. And I just began to, my soul just kept just shriveling. And we ended up having our first daughter 2 years after I graduated from college, and then another one, our second daughter, 2 years later. And by this time, I really didn't even like myself, to be honest. Like, do you ever get to that point where you just don't even like being around yourself? You're just so terrible. I mean, if you think about the fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, I was like the opposite of that. I was going down the wrong path. I was being less loving and less patient with the people around me. The joy was just gone. I mean, I was so weighted down with the worries of my life, you know, whether it was work or my kids or, you know, whether it was at school at the time or the things going on at church or whatever it was. I had no peace. I was, you know, that joy and peace goes together. And I was just so worried and burdened and didn't think I was doing anything right. And it really was coming out in a terrible way to the people around me. And I think for most part, I put on a face that I was fine. I was fine. I was always fine. But I really just didn't like myself. And around, I guess it was around 2005, I decided that was enough. Like, I knew, because I had been in church my whole life, that Jesus was the answer, right? That's the Sunday school answer to everything. Like, I knew what was missing in my life. I knew I was missing that time with Him. And I really just decided, I made a decision to really get back into His Word and see if I could turn this boat around. And unfortunately, around the same time, the only way I know how to explain it is I was tempted and fell into an emotional affair with someone outside of my marriage, obviously. And I really feel like that was me trying to fill all of those holes. I was looking for the quick fix to feeling good about myself. I was looking for the quick fix for the affirmation. I was looking for the quick fix for joy. Looking for the quick fix to, you know, just somebody to notice me and see me and to feel good about myself again, because I've been hating myself for a while. And my, you know, our marriage at the time was very difficult. My husband was going through his own stuff and it wasn't very good. So that happened. And, after some time, my husband questioned me on it and I was able to confess that to him of what was going on and really try to do an about face with that person and cut it off. And really over the next, honestly, 10 years, I just threw myself down to God in submission to Him and said, I'm a wreck. Like, I clearly on my own, I am nothing. I am no good. And I just threw myself down to Him. And then I really began to have that personal relationship with Christ. And I'm not saying that I got saved. I really believe that, you know, I was a Christian when I was a child. But really began submitting myself to the Lord on a daily basis. And I got into His Word. He began to prune things out of my life. I had gone to, obviously, the emotional affair of people. I had gone to TV. TV was my escape, especially with the young kids. I mean, I would just, for hours, watch TV. I had you know, websites that I had built, fan sites for the TV show, and all of these things, God began to prune out of my life and really replace them with a love for Him and a desire for His Word. And He just showered me with so much love and acceptance, and showed me what He really thought about me, that there was already somebody that saw me and loved me. And He began to pour that living water into my soul, and I began to come alive again. And many of you know, around 2010 is when we really began to feel a call to adopt, and that was just God's work in our lives. Our marriage had done an about face, and we were really improving, but it was all God's work, and it was His Word in our life, and that continued through, you know, the last couple years. And then we got to 2014, and we adopted, and y'all, that sent me into, that was so hard. That's all I know how to say. It was so hard, and it showed me so many parts of myself that still needed God and still needed so much work. And the thing is, though, that God had prepared me so well for the season of my life. He had spent the last 10 years reminding me that He loved me. He taught me the truths in His Word. He taught me that I could go to Him when I felt unseen and when I felt hurt. And many of you know that that's how the Feathers podcast was born out of, Feathers Faith and Flight. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. And I found that so true in the last 10 years, and especially during the first couple months of our adoption that were so hard. And I began the podcast at the beginning of 2015. And in 2015, God, and I actually, if you go back to season 2, episode 16 of Feathers, I'm going to tell this story in greater detail there, what God kind of did in 2015. He gave me the, I'm just going to give you a summary, because it helps with this kind of story. But in 2015, He gave me the word focus for the year. You know, you have the word of the year. So I had that word focus for the year. And one of the first things He began to do is to tell me to speak. He kept saying to speak, and I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know who I was supposed to speak to or what. And I had just begun the podcast, and I was like, well, maybe this is all about the podcast, and that's my way to speak. And yet I still, even with the podcast going, still felt this desire that He wanted me to speak. And so that summer, a couple things happened. One is that He really showed me John 15. And again, the podcast episode tells you all about how He did that. So cool. So I began to read John 15, and that's where, you know, He talks about being the true vine. And He began to say this, like, this is what I've been teaching you all of these years, and this is what has made the difference in your life. And at the same time, I had signed up to go to She Speaks, thinking that, you know, hey, if God is calling me to speak, I better go to She Speaks and learn what to do. So I went to She Speaks. I met Amy Carroll, and ended up meeting with her in the fall of 2015, and came up with a message based on John 15. I ended up giving that talk to a group of ladies, and also a fall retreat for my daughter's youth group, which was a very cool experience. And so at the end of 2015, I had seen God kind of really have me focus on Him. And in the meantime, God was still working in my heart and just really healing me of just past hurts, and really healing my thoughts around my identity in Him. And so at the end of 2015, one thing, and I talk about this at the end of the episode, is that I wasn't really sure where God was leading me in this whole speaking thing, but I knew that I was supposed to continue Feathers, and we would see what would happen. Well, my word for 2016 last year was fly. And so when I, you know, take flight, like, I thought I was going to take flight on some speaking ministry, because He had been saying speak all this time. I didn't know, but that was kind of like my inkling, but God really had different plans. I spent most of 2016 just going deeper and deeper and deeper with the Lord. And He had so many things still to heal in my heart, and show me more of Himself, and show me, just give me different perspectives, and teach me about His presence and my identity, and just going deeper and deeper still with the Lord. And it's been such a wonderful season. Well, at the beginning of 2016, God began to speak to me I knew that I was to continue with Feathers. But he told me I needed a new wineskin. And if you're not familiar with the passage from the Bible, let me just give you a little background. I'm not an expert, but this is my understanding of it. So forgive me if I butcher this. But back in the day, back in biblical times, in order to make wine, they would sew goat skins together. And they would pour the liquid in. And then as they would tie it up, and as the wine fermented, the skin would grow because of the gases it was putting off. And so when it was done, the skin was stretched, and it couldn't be stretched anymore. And when they would pour the wine out, they couldn't use that skin anymore because it had been stretched and it could not be, taken back to the original. So Jesus used this to teach this idea to teach. And what he was talking about in, when he was speaking was that the new gospel, you had to have a whole new wineskin. You couldn't put it in old wineskin. You needed a whole new wineskin. So he was doing something new and he needed a new wineskin. Well, God used that picture of a wineskin to speak to me about a website, if you can believe it. But he told me I needed a new wineskin and that he wanted to do something new and he wanted to do something different. But my wineskin that I had wasn't going to work anymore. So it sounds kind of crazy, but AmyJBennett.com was not going to work anymore. Like I needed a new home, a new wineskin for something new he wanted to do. Well, I'll give you the short version here. Basically, what I really felt was that from John 15, we learn that as we abide, we're reading God's word, we're praying God's word, and we're obeying God's word, and we have that relationship with Christ. And he really wanted me to start Abiding Ministries, and that the podcast that I was already doing, Feathers, Faith, and Flight, was really the piece living out that tool of obeying God. And that was how I was already in ministry, encouraging women to abide in Christ. And he also wanted me to part of that to teach God's word. And the first thing he wants me to teach is John 15, what I had learned from John 15 and why Abiding Ministries exist and what he wanted to say through that. So I began to see that I needed to start a new website, a new ministry. It was going to be separate and there was going to be new things coming out of Abiding Ministries. And so I gathered some friends and family last spring and I told them some of the vision that God had given me. And we kind of decided that we needed to do a phased approach. And the very first thing we needed to do was to form a pilot group. And so you guys might have seen on the podcast or on the blog that I had put that out there last spring. And I had around 20 people in that pilot group. And what we did last summer is we read the Bible together, the whole thing, using the Bible in 90 days. And while everybody was reading the Bible, and I was reading it too, I was writing the curriculum for what becomes Rich, the John 15 study. And so I spent the summer doing that. I filmed the videos in September and then wrote the devotional and then spent the fall and the winter getting the website up, had somebody editing the videos. We worked on the design of the devotional and getting just all the little pieces together. I mean, it takes a lot to get all of this working together. So that's where we are today. And we are finally at a time where it is time to launch it all. God put this on my heart somewhere at the end of 2015 and the beginning of 2016. So it's taking, 15, 16 months to put this together. And, God's work can be slow. And guys, I have a full-time job. And so I've been doing this in all of my weekends and in my evenings and my lunch hours. I've worked so hard. I have had people help me along the way. Right now, the ministry is just myself full time. I don't know what God is going to do. I don't know if we're going to have like a team come together to, build other Bible studies or write on the blog. Have other podcasts. I'm not sure yet what God is going to do. And that's the exciting thing about this and why I want you guys on the journey with me to see what God might do. But for now, what is happening is March 7th, and I talked about this at the beginning of the video, but let me come back to this. So March 7th, I am releasing the website. It's done, almost done. I have a few things on my to-do list. But I have a splash screen up now, abidingministries.net, and you can go now and sign up, and you will get that free sample of the devotional from the Bible study. The devotional actually walks through the fruits of the Spirit. The teaching videos walk through John 15, and it doesn't really talk much about the fruits of the Spirit, but the devotional is centered around the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And so that's the website will be launching March 7th. If you sign up there, you'll get the sample, my gift to you guys. And also you can stay, I'll be sending emails and making sure you guys remember and are in the know with everything that God is doing through this ministry. And the day that it launches, the Bible study will be available for purchase. And so there's a Bible study link on there, and it tells you all many more details than you probably want about the Bible study, but it's 7 weeks. Video-based Bible study. It's super easy. This is not super in-depth. So it's 9 to 22 minutes of teaching each week, and then you have the devotional 5 days a week, and this is not going to take you more than 5 to 10 minutes to do. It's very doable. This is not a Beth Moore, let's do homework for 45 minutes every night. I love Beth Moore. There's a place for that, but I did not write that type of devotional. This is just really a devotional. And so then there's bonuses. I have extra video that I've recorded. There's some lock screens for your phone. I've got emails that will go to you to guide you through the Bible study. And so I'm really excited about it. There's two packages. There's going to be one base package, which is the teaching videos and the devotional. And then there's going to be a VIP package that has all of the bonuses. And so those will be available to you, on March 7th. You'll get an email with the link to the videos, and then I will be mailing these out as soon as I can. So this is what I need. I really, really need. If you are at all interested in checking this out, I need you. Part of what signing up on abidingministries.net is going to do is going to help me determine how many people are interested. Is it going to be 2 people, or is it going to be 200 people, or is it 2,000 people? I don't know. I have zero idea. So I don't know how many of these books to order. So it's super important for me that you guys go sign up so I know. And guys, I'm just so excited to see what God is going to do. He has had me on this crazy journey especially these past couple years, and it's been amazing to see how he has led me. And I just want to say that it has been it's just been so fantastic to really get to know God, and to really I can say God is my friend, Jesus is my friend, the Holy Spirit is my friend, they are my friend. I talk to them every day. I fill up, here's my journal. I wrote in it this morning, I wrote in it yesterday, I wrote in it the day before. Every day I spend time with him. I grab my Bible and he shows me things in his word, and I love Jill Briscoe, that was in If Gathering, she held up her Bible and she said, y'all, it's all true. It's all true. And that's what I want to say to you guys. It's all true. And he is really real. And my faith is bigger and in Christ because of him. And it's all his work. It's all God's work that I have faith. But I do have so much faith in him. And I want that for you. I really, really do. In my heart of hearts, I want you to experience the abundant life that God has had planned for you since the creation of the world. It's going to make me cry right now. He loves you so much and created you for abundant life. If you are living a spiritually dry, depressed, negative life, you've got to get your time with Jesus. You do. He has such a wonderful life for you. It doesn't mean it's always easy, but it does mean when it does get hard, you know where to go. And that's what my life is, not a lot different than it was 10 years ago on the outside. I've got the same job. I'm in the same house. I've got the same husband. I've got one extra kid from the adoption. But my life isn't easier, but I know where to go. I know where to go when it gets hard, and he is my source. He is my source. And it feels like, you know, it talks about in Psalm is just like a tree planted by streams of living water. And that's how I feel. I feel like I planted by a stream of living water, and that is flowing and it is alive. And I feel so alive in my soul. And maybe on the outside, nobody can tell the difference, but I can tell. I can tell it has made such a difference in my life. And I want that for you. And that's what this ministry is going to be about. And that's what the tools are going to be about, is to give you ways to do that. And so that's the big update. March 7th is the big deal. And just so you know, guys, I didn't specifically like really plan March 7th. But for those who have been following my story, you guys know the number 7 has been kind of big. And so I just think that's really great that it ended up on the 7th and releasing then. So you guys right now, go sign up abidingministries.net. Go put your email in there. Go get your free devotional. You can be doing that over the next week. And then March 7th, everything is going to be launching for you. It's all about you and helping you stay connected to Christ. And I'm just so thankful for the work that God has done in my life, and just so excited to share that. And I've just seen God do so much in my life, and we'll see what He has me share and how He has me share it, and what happens from here. So I'm just on the edge of my seat to see what God has for us to do. I just know that this site and this Bible study is the now thing. That's what He has for me right now, and what He has for you, because He didn't have me create this for me. He already taught me this stuff. So He is wanting to teach you these things through this Bible study, and I'm excited to see what He does in your life. So that's my update today. I love you guys. I hope you stay connected to Jesus, and you stay connected to abidingministries.net. Thanks guys so much for listening.